This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekiness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance level 8. Stand by for shield debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents of equal or higher security clearance.
Time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent I.
I'm Agent Wing.
And I'm Agent B.
It's time once again to talk about that which is SHIELD.
Woohoo!
Okay, we had a break. We didn't talk about SHIELD for a couple of days, a couple of weeks. But when they came back with a bang. And they wanted to change a lot of things. And it's funny because when there's a good show like this, we tend to text each other a little bit. And me and Operator have two very different point of view on the episode.
Yes, we do. Now, I'm not going to lie. Let's back up a little bit. When it first started up, all I could think of was Firefly the Train Job.
Me too.
So we're on the same wavelength there. Okay, good.
Yes. And when the train disappeared, I was like, huh.
Yeah, that was
slick.
That was slick. But I will say, again, going back a little bit, May, tight, black outfit. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Giggity.
There's a man that's really lucky in that show.
Mm-hmm. And then Stan Lee showing up. That was a good little cameo.
With the two young ladies on his arms.
I think they were holding him up. I don't think they were on his arms. I think they were supporting him.
Ooh, ouch.
I love you, Stan. I do. It's just I'm sure that you've reached a point where you kind of, you know, need a little help to get here from here to there. And, you know, that's good. You have two hot chicks helping you. That's better than any walker you could ever get.
The man has a point.
So.
Yeah. Is he talking to the producer of the show when he's talking to Coulson?
Maybe.
Because
what does he say? Like, I have to pee, we probably should hurry up and get this shit over with?
No, he's saying that you could do better. You have a chance now. You have a chance to start over. Do it. So something like that. And I was like, okay, this is really has nothing to do with the rest of the show. This is really look like, okay, this is second part. This is a second order. We listen to you. We're getting there.
No, it's when they fought and they argued. You could do it now. You have a second chance to start over.
But, come
like,
on,
leave
Simmons
his ass.
Telling him.
And
you're prostitutes. Prostitutes, plural.
Plural.
That
I love how she
outgot
in a character.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So in that scene, Simmons was really, really... And when she got the jar out, I was like, what is she doing? Then I understood.
I do like her.
I she has grown on me so
now
much.
Now that they're letting her hair down and letting her be, she's still a nerd and a geek and all that, but
she has
she's
character
fun.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. I like her. I like her a lot. Let's talk about the reason that Wing is angry.
I have notes. I have notes. We can talk about Wing's anger first.
Okay.
Wing angry, smash.
Wing Frenchie,
smash.
Oh, wait, are you going all the way to the end?
No,
actually.
No, I'm going to talk about the structure.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's a fucking TV show. Did you like it or not?
I like the story.
I like the structure. Wusses. Go on, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm more mad at Wing because I'm sure I won't like what he has to say, but go on up.
I was going to say that I like the structure of the episode because A block led to B block and things that happened in B block were because of things that happened in A block and so forth and so on. It was like, okay, this happened here because this thing happened in this next block. Oh, okay. Like, for instance, when they found the car that had been cut, that had been hotwired. It turned out, oh, well, they just found it, but it turned out May had been there and done it. I like little things like that.
It was, to me, it was the That part was a little tad hokey. I like that you point that out because it was all interconnected and interlaced. But mm-hmm. to me, it was just, oh, they're just doing the old trope of we're going to show you everyone's point of view for, you know, an overlapping 10 seconds. But they didn't just do that. They gave you the little bit of time and showed you what everyone was up to. And I was okay with that. Yeah. It wasn't that same scene from all the old shows that they showed you over and over. It was slightly tweaked.
No, mm-hmm. but they replayed the old scene. And for me, that was the misstep.
Because oh, so they wasted like 2 minutes.
That's not the point. I don't care about the time that they wasted. My point is that when I re-see that scene, if I see it from the exact same point of view, I have no interest whatsoever. You need to give me another point of view if you want.
So that made you lose interest in the whole episode?
That made me take attention to the structure of the show where I should not. And it made me think that if they had cut it in a more classic way with a good score, I think I would have been more involved in the show than by cutting it that way. On the other hand, I DVR it and I don't watch the commercial. Maybe the commercial would have helped. To see the
probably not. Commercials suck. What are you talking? That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. My point is that it's a break. It's a break for your brain where you watch something else or you do something else before you come back. So, re-seeing the same scene after 4 minutes seems less.
True, I can see that. You're still an elitist, but I could see that.
You're kind of an elitist. But I mean, come on, she found the bodies and she looked at them. And she's like, "You guys look ridiculous."
All right. How about screwing around with the hollow table, trying to figure it out?
That was classic.
Hollow table on. Power on. Yeah, I used it
once. Hollow table activate.
I used it once. I couldn't figure it out how to turn it on. There's a switch down there. So great.
Okay, can you zoom? Make this look bigger? Okay.
Right.
No.
Just upload the specs to HQ. We'll figure it out.
That was awesome.
The Insta-Leg rebuild. That was pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. Is that Stark Tech?
I think so.
Because
it had to be.
Yeah.
Because there was another company name on the thing at the end, but...
Mm-hmm. I think that might have been Stark Tech.
But it looks like Stark Tech.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's like a Transformer leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, so are a lot of Stark suits, though. How they're all compartmentalized.
Yeah. And I think the really messed up thing was when they put it on him and, you know, he was starting screaming and all that stuff. I think the leg was actually going into the stump and trying to figure out, okay, how long should the leg be? What shape should the foot be? All this other stuff, just getting it from his nerve endings, and it probably was not very comfortable.
Probably not, but after
twice
that, it seemed horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the elephant in the room now.
Okay.
The shooting sky thing,
mm-hmm.
as soon as I saw the other guy getting out of the tube, I knew she would get shot and get in the tube.
Just could you like go take some barbiturates or something?
Dude, it's Chekhov gun. It's basic. So that scene didn't have any weight for me because of that.
I hate you.
That scene, actually, yeah, I'm going to vehemently totally disagree with you. I think the scene had a lot of weight because everything leading up to that was this constant, Sky is doing so much better, Sky is doing this, Sky is driven, Sky is this, Sky is that, over and over and over again.
Do I really think she's going to die? No, but it wasn't. No. It did have weight. However they saved it or figured it out, it's still... I didn't even see that coming.
Her getting shot was one thing. That was, but when she was obviously suffering and trying to say help, that was bad. That was intense. And Coulson's reaction was just as intense.
Oh yeah, the actors played it well.
Yeah,
I agree. But for me, it felt like an origin story.
Just the latest.
No, for me, it felt like an origin story. You need to die to be rebirthed into something else.
Yeah, the question obviously now is going to be what will Sky become now that we know that she is, you know, subject 84 or whatever, and, you know, she's going to be cryotubed and all that.
408. Yeah.
408, sorry.
11D12, I don't know.
11D13, whatever.
084.
Yeah, exactly. But she's something is going to change about her. We know this is coming, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But... again, all the actors really played this up, and they played it up very, very well. And I like the Deathlock story. I do. I think it works.
He is Deathlock at this point. I mean,
yeah. So what? Who? What?
Deathlock.
You know, at the
what
end,
Mike
is...
becomes.
Oh.
Yeah, at the end, they zoom on his leg, and you can see, read Deathlock Project on his part.
In his... No, I didn't. I don't know.
Okay, but he's a character from the DC universe. So
yeah, we talked about it last week.
They're bringing the superheroes. That's good.
That's very good.
We're getting Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton next week. That's going to be an interesting little dynamic to add into the mix.
Yes, it will. I need the Bill Paxton character. I've been aching for the Bill Paxton character since the first part of the season. So
I want to see him in Edge of Tomorrow. Anyways, sorry.
Okay.
It's a movie.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Groundhog it's Days.
It's a movie.
It's a book, Wing. It's a book.
It's a book or it's a movie?
It's a movie. It is a book as well, or a comic. All You Need Is Kill, I think.
Something on paper. Okay. So I'll get buying on paper with that name on it.
You know what? Get out. Right? You said you were going to be nice to me because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back.
Yeah. I'm happy that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back.
I am too. I am too. This is a good show. This is a very, very good show. It's really starting to find its stride now, which is good. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do after Captain America and yes. Seeing how the characters, you know, develop from that point. So, yeah. Yeah, this could be very, very good.
If they clean an office, I'm going to kill them. I'm just going to kill them. No, I don't want that. Don't just clean an office this time.
No. They're not. I don't think they're going to clean it. I think something fundamental should change in how they do things.
Yeah, we agree with that.
Because of the Winter Soldier project, we have to go blah. We have to do this from now on. We have to do this kind of thing from now on, or so and so. So.
Yeah, and they need to insert character that can go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know we have an episode with Sif coming, and I'm really excited about that. So that's going to be good. So.
And I'm wondering if, and I've heard this question asked a bunch of times before, I'm wondering that now that How I Met Your Mother is ending, if Colby Smulders will now be freed up to go on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. more often.
Season 2.
Okay.
I'm hoping for season 2. But after this episode, I'll be honest, I really liked this episode. The story was fun, but there was a lot of setup. And this is what I liked the most about that episode. So I'm way more excited for next week because I'm curious to see how these little crumbs are going to pay off.
Mm.
Or if they're going to really build like an over arc where that's what we wanted from the first half of the season. So I can't wait to see where this is going. This is shaping to be a really fun show. And for some reason, we're only in half of season 1, and I can't wait for season 2. Because
absolutely.
Damn, Operator, you were right. Give them some time.
Give them a little bit of time. They will come up with some shit, and they'll be like, wow, okay.
Oh, this is just...
So, join us next week when we talk some more S.H.I.E.L.D.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact informations and other shows. You can also visit legendsofshield.com where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinion heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.